Following Treasury's request for input from civil society regarding the exemptions that Eskom has sought to not have to report on irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure in their financial statements, ARTA is objecting to this, and we've made our submission to Treasury in this regard. We don't believe that this is in the best interests of society and of Eskom itself. By not disclosing this type of information in the financial statements, which are the statements that are audited. These are the fiduciary statements where such matters can be checked from an auditing process. It is not these items we know, and we are told that they are listed in the integrated annual report, but that's not an audited annual report. And when you don't audit what these institutions and organizations say is attributed to irregular and wasteful expenditure, then we never know. That's information that cannot be trusted. So in the interests of good fiduciary management and good financial hygiene and good reporting that requires oversight from the Auditor General and civil society and many other stakeholders, it is important for Eskom and every state-owned entity and government department to report on these matters in their annual financial returns and their financial statements. So we are objecting to this. On another matter, you know, if you start opening this door for one or two organizations within government, you're going to have to open the door, for the same reasons that Eskom has requested this, to every organization, including local government. And we don't want to go there. We've always said that transparency is the enemy of corruption. And by going down this road and requesting these exemptions, we are not being transparent as government departments. So we urge the Treasury, we urge all role players in this decision to please apply their minds and to not go down this road. It certainly doesn't make it easier to raise funds from the and get better credit ratings from the agencies. We have spoken to the international and the local funding houses and credit rating agencies, and they say, and their view is, it confirms ours, that by exempting Eskom and other state-owned entities from providing this information, it doesn't necessarily bode them any better. In fact, it makes matters worse for these organizations from a ratings and a borrowings point of view.